Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Our case today occurs in Bethel, but it has ties to the village of Neposkiak. Neposkiak is 23 miles southwest of Bethel, which is about a 12-minute plane ride. The most recent census shows a population of 405. In a 2000 census, there were 82 households and 70 families residing within the village. The racial makeup at the time was 1.54% white, 97.44% Alaska Native, 0.26% Asian, 0.77% were from two or more races, and 0.26% were of Hispanic descent. The median income of a household is $31,806 and $32,083 for a family. 16.9% of families and 20.2% of the population were below the poverty line. The AK Journalism Group did drone footage of Neposkiak, and I will add that to the website so you can see it. At 11:30 p.m. on August 25th, 2017, 43-year-old Wilson Beaver and his 31-year-old cellmate, Carl Koenig, are last seen at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Correctional Center. Guards notice that the two men are missing at 2 a.m. The exact time that the two escaped is unknown, but is believed to be in the morning hours of the next day. Beaver and Koenig, wriggling their way through a storm grate, exited the facility. So how did Beaver and Koenig end up in jail to begin with? Carl Koenig has a lengthy history involving assaults. Koenig was in jail awaiting trial for two counts of assault in the second degree. One assault involved a weapon with the intent to injure. Koenig's trial was set to begin on September 5th. Beaver, on the other hand, was in much more trouble. On August 15th, 2016, the Alaska State Troopers were notified of a burglary and assault with a knife. Beaver had broken into a house in Neposkiak. He had put a knife to a woman's throat and threatened to kill both her and her one-year-old daughter, who was sleeping right next to her, unless she had sex with him. The woman was able to fight Beaver off by grabbing the knife by the blade and removing it from her throat. Beaver fled the scene and the village. He was finally caught 3 weeks later in a neighboring village of Atmouthluk and charged with first-degree attempted sexual assault, second-degree sexual assault, third-degree assault, and first-degree burglary. He was convicted for burglary and sexual assault in June. Beaver had been scheduled for sentencing on September 21st. It is believed that Beaver would be spending at least 35 years in prison because this wasn't his first sexual assault conviction. 10 years prior to this incident, he was charged with sexual assault and became a registered sex offender. Once the guards were aware of the escape, a six agencies manhunt began. The Alaska State Troopers advised the public that both men were considered very dangerous and should call the state troopers if they see them and not approach them. Troopers speculated that Beaver had nothing to lose because he would likely be in jail into his senior years. The airlines were notified of the jailbreak to prevent the escapees from getting out of town easily. Bethel is off the road system, making the only way in or out by plane. Troopers stated that individuals should lock your doors, make sure your keys are out of your boats, and out of your four-wheelers. They're going to want to get out of the area until the heat dies down. Within 24 hours of escaping, Beaver and Koenig were arrested in a homeless camp outside of Bethel. Both had earned a new charge, escape in the second degree. In January of 2018, Beaver was finally sentenced for the attempted sexual assault in Neposkiak. He was sentenced to 42 years in prison. In June of 2018, Beaver and Koenig were sentenced for their jailbreak. Each got 8 years in prison. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. This is usually the part of the episode where I tell you what next week's will be about. Next week, and the next 3 weeks actually, I will be off. So there will be no new episodes for 3 weeks. I would like to take the time off just to get more research time in and to get more episodes ready for publishing. While I'm gone, feel free to go back and listen to the first 24 episodes, and don't worry, it won't be long. Episode 25 will be released at midnight, August 1st. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Happy 4th of July. Hope you get to enjoy a good barbecue, parade, and the fireworks show tonight. Stay safe. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.